The New York Stock Exchange and the Nasdaq remain closed today, the fourth day in a row. Stock market officials said a return to business might interfere with search and rescue efforts going on at the nearby World Trade Center site. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Heads of the major exchanges met with relief officials on Thursday. They had hoped to get back to trading today, but New York Stock Exchange Chairman Richard Grasso said they all concluded the cleanup and relief efforts have to come first.
Considering all of the issues, the human issues of those whom we hope the grace of God will be recovered alive, we have determined that the right thing to do is to resume trading 9:30 Monday morning.
Normally, more than 100,000 financial services workers converge on Lower Manhattan every day. That part of town is now roped off, and it's not clear how soon people will be allowed back in. Officials also concluded that the New York Stock Exchange trading floor is just too close to the relief site to allow a resumption of trading at this point. The Nasdaq has no trading floor and could conceivably return to work sooner, but trader Larry Wachtel of Prudential Securities says the major exchanges have clearly decided it's best to coordinate this move.
I think there's a sense of solidarity among all the exchanges. Admittedly, these are competitive areas, but in a time like this, this is not the time for competition. So I doubt strongly that any exchange would open without the others.
Some financial firms lost hundreds of employees when the World Trade Center towers collapsed. Many lost their offices as well. But some companies have quickly established satellite offices and say they are ready to resume trading when the exchanges reopen. Rebecca Whitener of data services company EDS says she's been helping a number of businesses get up and running. She says the electronic nature of modern finance makes it much easier for them to set up shop almost anywhere.
There really tends to be a big misunderstanding that the data disappeared as a result of the collapse of the buildings. And what we are seeing is that the data itself is safely and securely stored in data centers located around the country.
The stock market suffered a major drop in prices before the attacks, and there have been fears that the tragedies might prompt already nervous investors to bail out of the market. But when bond trading resumed Thursday, prices surged. That and reassuring trading on overseas markets has raised hopes that there will not be a huge sell-off when the major exchanges reopen next week. Larry Abramson, NPR News.